Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, better known as NABWIC Talks. I am your host today, Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, and I am joined today with my best friend from childhood, NABWIC member, and also the treasurer of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Dr. Rivona Mitchell. Good morning, Rivona.
Good morning, Ann. It's just so wonderful to be with you this morning, as always. How are you this morning?
Rivona, as you always know, I am blessed and highly favored, and if I were any better, I would be you.
And we have. And I just want you to be me. Just be me.
Thank you. And we have a very exciting...
Everyone.
Huh?
Thank you.
All right, well, we have a very exciting show today, but I want to tell our listening audience a little about who we are and what we do. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we were founded to increase the national awareness of African-American women in the construction industry. And our charge for NABWIC is to advocate on behalf of Black women to further our opportunities for our membership and for the advancement of our mission, as our core foundation is strengthened and with the building blocks of our educational, entrepreneurial, and professional strategic relationships that we have with our strategic partners. Our vision is just to continue to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with organizations and individuals that provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for Black women in construction all over the world. And we have also on the show with us today incoming president of our Jacksonville chapter, Rosa Carter. Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning, Ann McNeil and Dr. Rivona Mitchell.
Good morning. It's great to have you again. Talk to you again this morning, Rosa.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Now, we're going to go. I'm sorry, Rosa. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and then we're going to introduce our special guest. So if you would share our commercial, please, Rosa.
You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Our mission is to increase the national awareness of Black women in the construction industry, to empower, encourage, support, and advocate for Black women to further opportunities for its membership. Visit us online at www.nabwic.org. Feel free to call in to our guest line for questions or comments at 714-459-3918. Thank you, and we're back.
All right, thank you, Rosa. And since we're talking about Jacksonville, our special guest today hails from the Jacksonville area. And what I'd like to do is to open our lines to Don and also have you introduce yourself first, Don, and share with our listening audience what you would like for us to know about you, and then we'll go ahead with our questions.
Great. Well, good morning. My name is Don Zaveski, and there's actually two of us on today, myself and Kevin Monahan. We are both business consultants with the Small Business Development Center. We happen to be located in Northeast Florida. However, we have SBDCs across the country. And we are just two specialists down here in North Florida who assist companies in growing and prospering in government contracting.
Now, what I'd like to do, Don, I know you were talking about the organization, but what I'd like for you to do, and then we're going to come to Kevin, what I'd like for you to do is tell us a little about who you are and how did you come to the SBDC.
Okay. Well, I have a background in business. I ran my own business for a number of years, and with a pretty good concentration in government contracting was my specialty. Did that successfully in my career for both large and small businesses. Everything from people starting up in their basements and garages to companies that have the big offices and large staff, so and everything in between. I transitioned my career here about 2 years ago and wanted to come down to Florida. Opportunity presented itself to work for the SBDC, which was a dream and aspiration of mine to take my experience and knowledge of government contracting and assist companies to be successful in business.
Thank you so very much. And Kevin, if you would please introduce yourself and share with us how did you come to the organization also, and then Ravonna will start with our questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann and Ramona. It's great to be here. I'm originally from New Jersey. My family, we're all entrepreneurs. There's no one in the family that didn't own a business at one time or another, and I didn't realize at the time that that would be good for me later on in my career. I had a company for approximately 5 years, but my background is really in economic development, and so I've done both ends of that. I've worked with multi-million dollar international corporations, trying to bring them into my home state or keep them from leaving. And then at this part of my career, and I've been here at the SBDC at the University of North Florida for 13 years, I work with somewhat smaller companies, but it's been exceptionally rewarding.
Great. Well, we're glad to have you in the state of Florida, let alone in Jacksonville. Ravonna?
Great. Again, Kevin and Don, we just want to say thank you so much for taking time out and joining us this morning. Now, I do have a few questions I would like to ask. Just want to get a better understanding of what the Small Business Development Center, what does it do? How big is it? And can you just, for our listening audience, can you just give them a little bit more information about some of the locations where they should probably start if they are interested in getting more information in their area about the Small Business Development Center?
Sure. This is Kevin, and I'll handle that question. The Small Business Development Center helps businesses become more successful. The idea is to get them to be able to meet the challenges of tomorrow. So whether you're starting a business, buying a business, growing a business, selling a business, or looking for financing, or you run a nonprofit, we're here to help you. There are approximately 1,000 SBDC offices across the United States, so no matter where your listeners are, there's one near them. They can find the nearest one to them as easy as going to this website. It's www.asbdc-us.org.
Could you repeat that one more time, please, a little slower?
Certainly. It's www.asbdc-us.org.
Great. Thank you. Okay, Ravonna.
Wonderful. Again, that's www.asbdc-us.org. Thank you so much for that information. And also, can you just pretty much, if you don't mind, it doesn't matter, Don or Kevin, if you could just share with us a few examples of some of the types of clients that you've pretty much worked with in the past. Because I think sometimes when people feel like, well, I own a training company or an accounting firm, and maybe you can't help me. But I'm just curious as to some examples of clientele that you have helped in the past.
Well, from somebody who dreams of making cupcakes and opening a bakery someday to multi-million-dollar corporations and large and or small nonprofits, from pre-venture to maybe $15 million in revenue, we work with all of that, bottom, top, and in the middle. So if someone's thinking of starting a business, they can certainly come to us. But it could also be a mature business that's looking to get to another level. We certainly can work with them. We have an extremely diverse set of skill sets here on staff that are able to handle, I'd say, just about anything a business person needs to keep going and grow.
That's interesting. Now, I know in Atlanta we do have something that's called the SBA, and what they have it set up where and it's actually a free service where they help you if you want to do a business plan, and there are different things that they will help you with. Now, is this sort of the same type of a thing, Kevin and Don?
We are associated and very complementary to the activities with the Small Business Administration. However, much of our funding comes through the SBA. Generally, about half of our funding comes through the federal government, and the other half comes through state government groups.
Oh, okay. So you have a mixture of both then.
Right. Now, we offer three basic things. We offer training and workshop programs. We offer resources and information, and where we really, I think, are a big advantage to the business owner is we offer one-on-one, confidential, no-cost consulting services. Our services for that one-on-one, let me emphasize, are at no cost to the business owner. So it's a great program. I think where there's some difference between the resources of the SBA and the SBDC is that you have an opportunity here at the SBDC to establish a relationship with a business consultant and to meet with them as often and frequently as you need to sit down and talk about whatever issues the business owner needs to be addressing.
Oh, okay. Now, you stated that you can do one-on-ones and there's no cost that's involved. So are you saying that there are no charges for your services that you render?
That's correct.
Oh, okay, great. So can you just kind of give an idea of what type of training you offer? Let's just say, would it be something in business writing a business plan or marketing plan or bonding, or can you just shed the light on some types of training or services that are incorporated within the SBDC?
Yes, and this is Kevin. There are a wide array of trainings that go on here. Yesterday, for example, we had a fairly sophisticated workshop relative to branding, branding your idea, branding your business, understanding your brand and the culture of your brand. But we also have things as basic as how to start a business, how to market your business, how to develop business plans, how to develop a strategic plan. International trade, procurement, doing business with the government, you name it, we have training for it.
And here in Florida, just last year, we offered over 1,500 different workshops across the state. And they cover everything from specialized topics, as Kevin mentioned. But in short, it's if you're at a beginning level, intermediate, or advanced level, there's something for everyone, from our workshops to our to our resources, to our consulting services. So whatever stage a business is at, we have those offerings to support them.
Oh, okay, great. Now, I think somewhere I was reading in your bio, now, are these classes being offered at the University of North Florida?
Yes. I mean, where Kevin and I are at, obviously, many of those workshops are right here at the university, or we also conduct workshops around the city at various economic development activities. So we do try and get out into the community. But that's here in Northeast Florida. Our workshops are conducted around the state most of the time, and SBDC is usually will be attached to a higher learning institution or a local chamber of commerce economic development activity. So we maintain very, very close relationships, cooperative relationships with any agency that's involved in economic development. So generally speaking, if you're reaching out to the SBA, you're reaching out to your local chamber of commerce, you have a good chance that you will establish a touch point relationship with the your local SBDC as well.
Okay. And in some cases, are you offering like certifications? Can someone come take the training and then they can be provided any type of certifications? Do you do that?
That's actually fairly rare. We have a continuing education element next to us at the university, and they do a lot of certification work. Our learning is for the sake of learning and the skill sets that they bring. We don't do a lot of certifications.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. So pretty much what is the difference between the SBA and also the Small Business Development Center?
Well, the SBA is the smallest federal agency in the United States, and they provide a number of services, but one of the main things they do is coordinate the financial lending programs that they provide, along with doing business with the government and some other things. But they do a lot of work with banks to ensure that the SBA lending that they do works properly. Because they're so small, they don't really have an ability to do the no-cost one-on-one consulting that Don and I have been referring to. So in 1976, the SBA started a demonstration project of four SBDCs to provide hands-on consulting to businesses. And one of the first four was our center, the University of North Florida.
Okay, great. So if, again, like say for an example, if someone was interested in the SBDC, are we just looking at just profit, those for-profit organization, or can you also work with nonprofit organizations, just in case we have listeners who may have a nonprofit business and may be interested in the same question?
Well, thank you for bringing
that
up. Can
you shed a little light on that?
Sure. At the University of North Florida SBDC, we do quite a bit of work with nonprofits, and some of it's for people who are thinking of starting a nonprofit, but we also work with very large, high-performing nonprofits as well. As a matter of fact, we believe that the Small Business Development Center at the University of North Florida was the first in the country to work with nonprofits. Now, the individuals listening to this show are going to have to check with their local SBDC because not all of them are working with nonprofits at this point. But I will say that more and more every month, every year, are working with the nonprofit sector, and we certainly are, and we're delighted, and we really enjoy that.
So are you literally helping with the filling, completing the application for the 501(c)?
Yes, we have quite a bit of trade in helping people with their IRS 1023. That's the form, it's like a 1040. And we help them achieve 501(c)(3) charity nonprofit status, yes.
Oh, okay, great. That's good information to know. So you're on both sides there, the profit and also the nonprofit. So what I hear you saying, and help me here, is that you have various types of specialists on your staff?
Yes, that's a great way of putting it and a great way of getting it across to your audience. Everyone that works here has to be a good generalist. You have to know a little bit about everything in order to do this job. But at the same time, we're encouraged to be specialists in certain fields. And what we do is, let's say I'm working with a company. I can bring in Don if I need to. I can bring in somebody else that's an international trade specialist. I can bring somebody else who specializes in finance. Whatever we need to do, we work as a team to ensure that the business gets the answers they need and gets where they're going.
I think the character of us characters here at the SBDC is that everybody that comes that works here has a strong priority to help every client that walks through the door, okay? No matter who that is, what their goals are, what their aspirations are, where they're at in business. And I think, the listeners here will find that once you establish a relationship with your local SBDC, that if they don't have the answer, if they don't have the expertise, they will find it. They will help you get to the right people or find the answers to whatever you're looking for. So I think that's an outstanding characteristic of everybody that works here. And I and your listeners will find that once they schedule that first appointment to meet with the business consultant.
All right, what I'd like to do, this is Ann McNeil. I'd like to go to a commercial break and just remind our listeners that you are listening to the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we have a lot of callers on the line, and we also have questions. So if you do have a question, please just press 1 on your dial on your phone, and we will open your line for questions. And right now we have a question from Rosa Carter. Rosa, your line is open. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. I would like to say, first off, that I am a client of the SBDC since 1991. So I thoroughly encourage the listening audience to take advantage of this opportunity if you have an SBDC that's nearest your area. But I have a question for both gentlemen. Kevin, you have a wealth of knowledge in nonprofit as well as social media. What tip do you have for small and minority businesses or any business how to promote their business or nonprofit with social media?
Well, there's three things that I want businesses to do. I want the individuals themselves to promote themselves as experts in what they do. If people don't see you as the best of the best in what you do, then you're going to have a very hard time being successful in your business. Secondly, I want the individuals to be seen as active and part of the community. People, whether they're consumers or other business people, like to see people involved in their community. And finally, I think everyone should be a resource to other people. I want people to reach behind and pull other people up behind them. So I want people to be an expert in what they do. I want them to be seen as part of the community, and I want them to be a resource to others. Other than face-to-face networking, there's no other venue that works quite as well in promoting that as social media. So whether it's your website, a blog, a social media platform like Facebook or LinkedIn, those are all places to have a dialogue with your customers and show them that you're knowledgeable, show them that you're part of the community, and that you're a resource to others.
Thank you for that question. Now, Don, you have owned your own business before, so what tip would you have for a business on how to grow your business within this growing technical environment?
Very good question. I think very good some operational aspect of the business. Let me put it that way. So let's say I'm very good at creating websites, okay, and I want to start my business to create websites for others.
Okay. Very good.
Creating the website.
I know a lot of the
operating the business. It's creating that structure for that person to be successful in performing that service. So that means understanding, having a good foundation with an accounting system, a business plan, the right financing in place, the right marketing approach, having all that infrastructure to not necessarily work in the business, but to work on the business. And I think that's one of the critical things for somebody starting up is to understand that you're no longer just providing development of a website. You're operating a business that's providing that service. Make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, and we are back. Thank you so very much for those questions. Rosa Carter and Ravona, I think you have some additional questions. We have a few minutes left in the show, and we just want to make sure that our listening audience understand how to reach both of our guests. So we do have the information for the website, but if you also have emails or phone number, whatever you feel comfortable giving, if you can also do that, and we will also make sure that that information, all of the information is on the website for the Blog Talk Radio show, for the NABWIC Talk show. So, Ravona, do you have any other questions? And, Kevin, do either of you have information that you'd like to share in terms of how people can contact you directly?
Yes, Anne and Ramona. The ASBDC website that I provided earlier in this interview is our national website. It's the association of all the SBDCs in the United States. And that was so people anywhere could find the local SBDC near them. If you want to find out a lot of information about Don and I and the rest of the staff here, you would go to www.sbdc.unf.edu.
Can you share that with us one more time?
Sure. www.sbdc.unf.edu.
Okay, great. We appreciate you sharing that information. And by the way, too, we would just like to say to both Don and Kevin, we certainly appreciate all of your professional talent, your support, your commitment that you provided with us this morning. And just have one more question I'm going to ask, and then I will go ahead and we'll wrap it up. What has pretty much been the impact that you feel that you've had with the Small Business Development Center on small businesses? And I want to look just nationally. What you say you've literally had on small businesses?
I'll give you a couple of little points that might help. SBDCs nationwide helped clients obtain an estimated $4.48 billion in financing in 2013. So every tax dollar spent on the SBDC network enabled small businesses to access $43 in new capital. Another point that you might find interesting, that in 2013, SBDC served 201,000 businesses. That's a lot of work.
Wow. That is. That's a lot. I didn't realize. You know, when you really look at it, we do have a lot of small businesses that are located in the United States. And does anyone have any statistics on how many businesses are actually coming on board annually, new businesses? And I'm
well, there
sure
are estimates that tend to float around a million every
wow.
year in one way, shape, or form.
And I know we're losing
new business firms,
as well.
One every 15 seconds.
Oh, okay. Great. Again, I would just like to say, Don and Kevin, we just thank you so much for joining us this morning. And Ann and Rosa, do you have any questions or any other concerns that you would like to share? Again, while you're thinking, I just want to remind everyone, if they like to have any questions or like to email NAPWIC, you can at info@napwic.org. Again, that's info@napwic.org. And our website is www.napwic, that's NABWIC.org. Any additional comments?
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
This is Rosa.
Okay.
Rosa, I would like to say that I thank Kevin and Don for being our guests, and I am proud to say that I am a client of the UNF Small Business Development Center, and I will continue to be a client of the Small Business Development Center because I've gotten a lot of information and training and consultation. So thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show. I enjoyed it, completely enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity, Rosa. And, again, we encourage you to contact your local SBDC, engage them, talk with them, tell them about your business. It can only lead to good things for you and what you aspire to do. So Kevin and I are very, very appreciative for the opportunity, and please reach out to your SBDC.
And thank you, Ann and Ramona, for having us on today.
Oh, our pleasure, definitely our pleasure. Ann, did you have a final note, anything you would like to say?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely. Me without something to say, the master builder, building stronger and better lives through running my mouth and conversing to build this organization? Absolutely. I was just waiting for everybody else to have their chance. So now I'll take the next hour that we have left. Okay, Don and Kevin, did you know we had another hour left in the show?
No, we do now.
Well, let me say this, and Rosa and Ravona have already expressed our appreciation, but what we would like to do is we would like to have a strategic relationship with your organization, because you are all across the U.S., and you are in every city that we are in. Right now, we have chapters in South Florida, Northeast Florida, Washington, D.C. We have Tampa coming on board. We have Atlanta coming on board, and we have other cities where African-American women across the U.S. have expressed a desire to participate with us. What I'd like for you to do before we wrap up, you've given the fact that we should promote ourselves, we should be active in communicating with our community, and we should be a resource to others. How can we, or how do you envision that our two organizations can create a strategic relationship? And we may even want to look at maybe doing something nationally in terms of having some memorandum of understanding or something like that from a national perspective, but we don't need to recreate the wheel. And in communicating with Rosa in particular, and looking at how you're able to help support her and her small business as an African-American female contractor in the city of Jacksonville, can you share any ideas or thoughts that you would like for us to consider in helping you to live out your mission for your organization in a strategic way?
Well, I think the first and best step is what we're doing here today, and that's having a conversation and self-awareness of our mutual organizations can only be a good thing. At a national level, what I would recommend is to visit the website that Kevin had given you earlier, okay? And what you'd want to do is go to the About Us tab, and you will find a listing there of the president and directors of our national organization that's located in Burke, Virginia, okay? And you will find the nature of that conversation to be very receptive and to have the same characteristics to it that, that Kevin and I have here at our center. But that would be our number one recommendation, is that you need to establish a relationship at the national level. Our president, Charles Rowe, would be the first person that I would start in contact with, and then go from there. And at a regional level or at a state level, then you would want to contact the state offices. But start at the national SBDC and go from there.
Okay, that's great, because I will be in Washington on Friday of this week at the MedWeek conference, and I see you're having your annual conference in the month of September. So what we will look to do is see how between now and then we can have that dialogue, because there are strategic partnerships between our two organizations, and that there is a way that we can do well by doing good for both.
And I think, you know, we as an organization, we work very, very hard to have a very positive and frequent conversations with, as I said, the SBA, our local economic development activities, business incubator sites, and on and on and on. And that's, you know, quite frankly, when Rosa presented this opportunity to Kevin and I, we just jumped at the chance because, again, it's another opportunity for us to connect. And ultimately, those connections lead to the business owner to getting the right resources at the right time for what they need. So the better that we're talking and understand one another, the better that we can collectively help those business owners and ultimately create jobs. So it's all good.
Now, that was the key word, and we can end on that word, and that's the fact that we are all about job creation, and this organization was founded on the idea of helping and encouraging young black girls to come into the construction industry and studying STEM and construction to create jobs for themselves and also for our community. So thank you for that, and Ravona, Rosa, and our special guest, we are at the end of our show, and we could not be more delighted. So we're going to extend an invitation to have you come back to the show.
We'd be delighted.
Excellent. All right, well, I am Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Dr. Ravona Mitchell, which is the treasurer of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and have a good day. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Goodbye.